Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 4th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Leading off today, Apple has a new round of software updates for all of its different platforms. This includes iOS 15.4.1, iPadOS 15.4.1, tvOS 15.4.1, watchOS 8.5.1, and macOS 12.3.1. These are all bug fix updates for the iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch, so there aren't any major new features. One of the most notable changes with iOS and iPadOS 15.4, however, is that Apple has a fix for situations where your battery might drain more quickly than expected after updating to iOS 15.4. So something in iOS/iPadOS 15.4 caused iPhone and iPad users to drain battery more quickly, and iOS 15.4.1 is here to fix that. iOS 15.4.1 also includes a wide array of new security fixes. Many of these fixes are also included in macOS 12.3.1. According to Apple, one of the exploits allowed a malicious application to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges. And Apple says it is aware of reports that this bug was actively exploited in the wild. macOS 12.3.1 also includes a pair of notable fixes. According to the release notes for macOS Monterey 12.3.1, the update fixes an issue that could have caused Bluetooth devices to unexpectedly disconnect from your Mac. While this issue is only said to have affected Beats headphones, at least according to Apple's release notes, many user reports also say this bug affected any Bluetooth game controller. Apple also says that macOS 12.3.1 includes a fix for when USB-C or Thunderbolt external displays did not turn on when connected as a second display. All of these updates are rolling out now, and we've got the full release notes and all of the details on how to update at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, Apple is again looking to broaden its role in the payments industry. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple is developing its own payment processing technology and infrastructure, which could be used for future financial products as part of a multi-year plan to bring its financial products in-house. This could also help Apple expand more of its financial products like Apple Card and Apple Cash to additional countries beyond the United States. As it stands today, two of Apple's biggest financial platforms outside of Apple Pay are Apple Cash and Apple Card, both of which are only available in the United States. Apple Card was developed and currently offered in partnership with Goldman Sachs, while Apple Cash is in partnership with a bank called Green Dot. The Bloomberg report explains that Apple is likely to continue partnering with Goldman and Green Dot for Apple Card and Apple Cash, but this multi-year plan would bring any future financial tasks in-house, including things like payment processing, risk assessment for lending, fraud analysis, credit checks, and customer service functions. Again, the effort is focused on future products, potentially starting with Apple's rumored Buy Now, Pay Later feature for Apple Pay transactions. As we've talked about in the past, this rumored Buy Now, Pay Later service would make it such that anytime a user makes a purchase with Apple Pay, they would have the option to pay for it across 4 interest-free payments or across several months with interest. Again, be sure to keep in mind that this is a multi-year plan, and entering the financial market is a large undertaking, especially for a company with little experience in doing so. We could start to see this come to fruition this year with the Apple Pay Buy Now, Pay Later feature, but any other developments are likely several years off. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Mac Stadium is dedicated entirely to providing Mac cloud services, and it's built on genuine Apple Mac hardware. Mac Stadium offers a variety of Mac private cloud options, and it offers a ton of applications for Mac and iOS development, remote servers, and other workloads that require macOS. And it also offers cloud-hosted Mac desktops for development, creative, or IT use cases. And for those who are ready to make the jump from Intel to Apple Silicon, Mac Stadium has a full selection of M1-powered Macs in their US and European data centers. The company has also already ordered Mac Studio machines to put in its data centers in multiple configurations and will make them available for Mac cloud users as soon as possible. It's easy to see why Mac Stadium is an industry leader in this category, and you can learn more and try it out for yourself by going to macstadium.com or by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, after predicting that the iPhone 15 could feature under-display Touch ID, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is now backtracking that claim. Kuo says that his latest supply chain survey indicates that neither the 2023 nor the 2024 iPhone is expected to adopt under-display Touch ID. It's important to keep in mind that Apple is still working on bringing Face ID under the display. This would be something that allows Apple to remove the notch from the iPhone's display altogether. Kuo has previously said that Apple aims to launch under-display Face ID as soon as 2023. So right now, it looks like Apple is doubling down on Face ID for the iPhone and prioritizing under-display technology for Face ID, not Touch ID. This doesn't mean that Apple couldn't potentially bring Touch ID to the power button on the side of your iPhone, which is something we've seen the company do on the latest iPad Air and iPad Mini. But as of right now, there aren't any rumors indicating that this is coming, and Apple just launched support for Face ID with a mask last month, and that solves some of the biggest complaints that many people had about Face ID, especially during the pandemic. We've got the full details from Ming-Chi Kuo at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.